On Monday, as leaders of the G20 gathered in China, North Korea launched 3 missiles into Japanese waters. The UN Security Council promptly issued a unanimous condemnation. The launch presents difficult political and military problems. The timing, certainly no coincidence, amounts to a slap at China. Jeffrey Lewis, director of the East Asia Non-Proliferation Program at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, told The Guardian they just don't care what the Chinese say anymore, which may help explain the surprisingly quick condemnation by the Security Council. The new resolution promises further significant measures for North Korea's defiance, but at the ASEAN summit that followed the G20, President Obama and South Korean President Park Geun-hye stressed rigorous implementation of the last set of sanctions issued last March, and said they would both talk with China about closing loopholes. North Korea fired 3 intermediate-range missiles called Nodongs, improved versions of the old Soviet Scud, with, according to an Israeli expert, new and improved warheads. Tal Inbar of the Fisher Institute for Air and Space Strategic Studies told Israel Defense that photographs showed warheads identical to those used by Iran atop its version of the same missile, the Shahab-3. North Korea and Iran cooperate closely on missile development. Also, 2 of the missiles were fired simultaneously, which analysts said suggests plans to overwhelm U.S. and South Korean missile defense systems. Jeffrey Lewis told AFP, "I think they are serious about putting together a force capable of delivering nuclear weapons in a conflict with the U.S." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.